promise you a phenomenon, and they've just, and I mean, dashed into the studio. Now, I know one's John and I know one's Edward, but since they're identical twins, they could be lying to me. John.
Yeah, I'm John, and that's Edward. And
yeah, we're so happy to be here in, like, Media City. I think it's
There's
great.
There's so many fans down there.
I know. I thought they were there for me. And
yeah, I think they are there for you. I think the BBC's great. Like, today we're on BBC Breakfast, and it was really great to, like, talk to people and tell them what we've been doing, like, recording our music videos and, like, travelling around the world. And now we're going to have a UK tour, and we can't wait to, like, come to, like, all the different cities because we love travelling. And I think it's really cool being in the UK.
Is this part of your deal, though, John, where you whiz into a BBC Media City and then 1 minute you're on telly, you're doing an interview down the line, and then someone says, quick, upstairs, sit in front of this fat bloke.
We're on BBC this morning, okay? And we were downstairs doing loads of array of different other BBCs around the country, and now we're in here with you. Just like the way it just worked out perfectly, we just walked in. We're like, "Hey, what's up?"
Right. Well, let me ask you a serious question. 4 years ago,
yeah,
you came over and you didn't even win X Factor, but you took the world by storm. But we didn't know quite what we were being stormed by. But 4 years here, you're still here.
Yeah,
bigger than ever.
But the thing is, me and Eric, we're always developing.
I know, like everyone doesn't know what we're doing day by day, but they know that John and Eric are out there. Like, if we're not here, we're like in a different country.
I just want all listeners listening to realize that me and Eric were playing guitar on stage or playing piano, so we've really progressed since the X Factor.
Well, that's the question, really, isn't it? Because we didn't know what you were back then.
Yeah.
Has it been quite a struggle to get people to take you seriously? Because you are
I think when people get to know, like, what we've been doing, they kind of, some people are still in Jeopardy X Factor mode of, like, crazy Jeopardy.
Like, our fans get us. Like,
you wouldn't judge a child when on their first year of school, and 4 years later you think they're on the exact same level. Like, me and John, like, it's like being in college. You learn things on the way. And then, like, we met Barack Obama. We've done our TV shows, Jeopardy's Big Adventure.
And our new songs, we're writing them all ourselves. So we wrote, like, all the melodies, all the lyrics.
I know, like, people think me and John have this energy. It's not, like, it's just, we're professional. Like, when you're on a TV show, you're not just going to fall asleep. You need to bring positive vibes, tell people what's happening.
And we're doing a third series of Jared's Big Adventure. We're recording 10 episodes this time because the ratings
are
so
high. And everyone
in
the beginning was like, what's Jared doing with her spiky hair? Like, now Miley Cyrus has Jared hair. Kesha.
Everyone has Jared hair.
Every boy band has Jared hair. Have you not noticed?
But let's come back to, see, what you've just said. Because you both speak at a million miles an hour, it may get lost in the mix a little bit. You said, but we're writing our own songs. For a lot of people who, in your words, you've just said are in X Factor mode, said, whoa, they write their own songs.
Yeah.
Isn't it just somebody else's creation? Tell us about your songwriting.
Basically, our songs that we're writing, okay, like, basically, we come up with the idea of what the song is going to be, and then we write all the verses surrounding the scenario of what it is, and then you come up with the hook, and then whatever this... I don't want to give out too much to our fans for, because I want to keep it a surprise, but whatever it's going to be...
Yeah, but it's great to have full control of it and not be waiting on other people to write you songs.
Because if you're waiting around for songs, for people to write songs, you don't get the songs, you don't get the good songs, so it's good to write the songs and have a really, really deep, strong meaning behind it, so it inspires people. Because I'm sick of, I know we have had songs and people, everyone's like throwing their hands in the air, partying, going crazy, but it's good to have songs that have,
but the
really
thing about it is, a song that we'd have, if someone else had it, it'd be the biggest hit around the world. And if we have it, then, like, it still gets played on the radio, but not as much as it should if someone else had the song.
But you're 4 years older and wiser now, so you've got more to write songs about,
yeah,
haven't you?
Because, yeah, in the beginning, like, we were only like 16 or 17 when we started X Factor. Like, all we could write about was school because came out of school.
So you come with an idea of a song, and then
we've been in crazy scenarios. Like, we're in like Italy, we were in Saint-Tropez, like, everyone's partying like crazy, and we aren't going crazy, but, like, we've been in different places.
We're writing loads of different types of songs of different, because you can't have all the one same song.
And, like, we still do running. Like, we ran the Los Angeles Marathon just randomly, and we went over there to go to a premiere, and then 2 days before we decided to do the marathon, we ran it under 4 hours together. Like,
yeah, I ran it in 3 hours 35.
Can I ask you, that is brilliant, but this songwriting thing intrigues me because you're twins.
Yeah.
The dynamic of songwriting, quite often two people will write together,
yeah,
but they're not twins. Don't you already know, John, what he's going to write before he writes it?
Yeah, because I know, because everything that I think that is what he thinks, so it's good, because I, like, when I come up with idea, he'll give me ideas as well, and we'll put it all together in a song, and then we'll take it all down. So you get this, we have a rough work of all the ideas and all the, and then we'll mix it all together,
and you got to cut it down to work into a song.
Do you have a fight,
though? We don't fight like as like a physical like black eyes here.
Argue then.
Like it's more just like if John's, yeah, we do. If John's doing something that's not like
this morning
wrong,
I want
I'm like John, what are you doing?
Get this morning I wanted our hair up in this cool hairstyle, and then everyone was like, no, we should.
I said to have flat hair so people could see beyond the quiff.
But who gets final say then?
Just a neutral thing that we both kind of go, yeah, let's do that. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yes. It's not me now. We do everything ourselves. We make every choice. Yeah,
like everybody has a big massive entourage. We have
our mom. I could fly to Tokyo tomorrow and be like, hey Tokyo, it's John Edward. Like,
but me and John have 100% control of everything we do. Like,
well, that's brilliant if we want your
age. And we're not like tied into crazy contracts or weird
like
things.
So, most people in the public eye, they're tied into so many contracts and they can't do certain things. But me and her, it's not about
being desperate and doing everything. You gotta like hold back and like wait until the proper deal comes by.
So we're excited about like all the stuff that we're going to be doing in the future, because everything we're going to be doing in the future is going to be done right. It's going to be the solid foundations or the solid making the solid music, and then it properly launched so every single person will know about it. Because sometimes we've had singles where we found out on a Monday it's coming out that Friday, and normally people they announce it and it's all done that way. But me and I were excited to have everything done the right way this time.
Yeah, but you lost your mum's phone before though, didn't you?
No, she lost it.
Our mom lost her phone.
Just before this interview, a whole BBC were trying to find our mom's phone. It just disappeared. But then Newsround, by accident, brought it home in their suitcase or something.
I don't know what it is, but me and Edward, I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh, but losing your mum's phone, maybe you need people.
Yeah, every time, we always lose our phone. We always have a phone. Every time we put a phone case on it, it always goes missing somehow. I don't know, it must be some sort of jinx.
And guess what? Our tour is in September, at the end of September in the UK, and then we have a tour in Australia in November. So we're going to be, and it's the summer over there, so we'll probably, for Christmas, have this crazy tan.
When are you playing Manchester?
We're not in Manchester. We were in Manchester before, but we're in Cardiff on this tour. Yeah, but so I love coming to Manchester.
All our dates are kind of down south of the UK, but we like our fans in Manchester to travel down to them, and we will be coming out to Manchester.
There's a girl downstairs dressed as a bumblebee.
But you've got 16,000 people you could get into the arena. You'd sell it in an hour, wouldn't you?
You could have a concert here. You could have a concert.
I know.
The square down here is really
good. Because we've had so much. The concerts in Manchester have always been really great, because I think it's because of the football teams, the way there's football, and they're just used to cheering and go, yeah, whoa. So it's really good. But we do want to come back to Manchester, but these are the only dates we're going to be doing this year. So her fans in Manchester,
it's
listening.
Kind of crazy, the year's nearly over. Like, I know
but it is, your life is crazy. Do you ever, I know you're a young lad, so you're probably enjoying every minute of it, but do you ever just fancy saying, do you know what, I could do with a month off?
I don't know, because me and John, even when we're just chilling out, like, we made 8 music videos ourselves, because like some record labels only make a max of 3 music videos per an album. So if you have a song that you like, me and John,
but me and Edda, we just keep calm and relaxed about everything. And I know people, we just got to realize, don't let it get bigger than what it is, and just be calm, relaxed about everything you do. And don't, because you could be like, oh no, I'm all over the place, oh my god, whoa. You just
gotta, and the thing about it is, there's so much acts out there all trying to do the same thing, that you just have to forget what everyone else is doing, because if you become so obsessed in what other people are doing, then you won't know what to do yourself.
And all the listeners listening, okay, you guys are all great. Make sure to focus on the road, don't be focusing too much on the radio.
So what happens next, boys? Because we're almost out of time, so
okay,
going next?
What happens next is, we're going to be working on our 4th album. We're going to be rocking Manchester. We have Jared's Big Adventure, travel in different countries.
And what happens next, we have like a Jared Pantomime Theatre show in December, and like every year it's sold out, like 40 shows.
Yeah, we had Colin Farrell, we had Paul Carrington, everyone
Daniel
comes
to Day-Lewis, Bono, they all come and see our show.
Yeah, it's like they all
Bono
come in.
Comes to see you.
Yeah,
that's,
they come
sexual,
in their disguise.
Yeah. You know, just to finish, because one of the records I was scheduled to play, I dropped it because I wanted to talk to you two, was ABBA. And there was a time when ABBA was uncool, and now they're one of the coolest bands on this planet. Now, when you started out, until people worked out what you were doing, you were big, but you weren't cool. But you're getting cool now, aren't you?
Yeah, we're not getting too cool.
It's kind of cool,
because we're on X Factor, it was all
hype. You've got Bono coming to see you, that's cool.
In our pantomime, but yeah, it is cool. But me and Edda were,
yeah, we're just excited because me and I were always, it's like our career, me and
I. I just want everyone listening to this to listen to one of our new songs, our new
Let's
album.
Let's go onto YouTube.
Don't be like, oh my God, I'm listening to Jedward. Go beyond that and imagine it's.
Go on YouTube and check out Jedward Luminous. It's a proper David Guetta, Calvin Harris, cool dance song, and her song called Jedward Young Love, whatever. Yeah, but me and I were.
But ABBA, they did Eurovision, and Eurovision was really cool for us because we did it twice for Ireland and it never happened before. So I think, and the UK, because I know we represented Ireland, but it was still like a double whammy for like the UK and Ireland. They were still both proud
and
of
all
us.
Those crazy ABBA fans listening, you actually can go to Sweden and you actually can find the ABBA members.
I know, and it made fantastic, but it is the nature of the beast. It's a very fickle beast. You're cool one day, you're not cool, but any stretch of the imagination, lads, Bono coming to see you is cool. John, Edward, have a ball. Enjoy every minute of it. It's what life is there to be enjoyed.
If Paul McCartney's listening, I want to give a shout out to Paul McCartney because he's a big Jedward fan.
Yeah, we recorded the Slammer for the Christmas
and
special.
All of Paul McCartney's family was there and they told us that Paul McCartney is still a massive Jedward fan because he met him during X Factor.
I hope you like Creedence Clearwater because they're going out to
I love
news.
This song. Yeah.
Boys, it's been a treat. Thank you. Thanks.